Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the family from whence we came and who we now are with and who we will be with forever. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your goodness that's come to us in every way. We really appreciate it and enlighten us afresh this morning, working in us to will and to do according to your good pleasure. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, family. Psalm 102, and it's, where is it? 18 to 22.
Let this be recorded for a generation to come.
Let this and the generation to come, all these Old Testament prophecies, words, promises, great and wonderful things, came in Jesus. The sufferings of Christ brought it to us, and we are now in the consequent glory.
So that the people yet to be created may praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Yet to be created. It's us who are the new creations. Where the old things have passed away, self-righteousness and unrighteousness and the law and the old things have passed away. Behold, all is new, and that's what we're doing this morning.
That he looked down from his holy height, from heaven the Lord looked at the earth, to hear the groans of the prisoners, to set free those who were doomed to die, that they may declare in Zion the name of the Lord, and in Jerusalem his praise.
Hallelujah. So God saw the need, just like he did in Egypt before he moved there. God has moved on behalf of all mankind in Christ Jesus. God so loved the world, he didn't come to condemn the world, he came to save it, because this world he made, and he made it for his people to fellowship with him and walk with him and enjoy it. So it's an extension of the kingdom of heaven. Heaven came to earth in Jesus, and now it comes to us and to all the kingdoms. Okay, read that.
When peoples gather together and kingdoms to worship the Lord.
Okay, so Jesus came, he declared his beauty in Jerusalem, his praise was brought, the goodness of God was revealed in every way, in word and in deed, and with signs and wonders. And he's now ruling and reigning to bring us and bring in everything of heaven to earth as it is in heaven. So that's it, guys. It's just what's encouraging here for me is this last, he's not just gathering the people, but also the kingdoms, because everything belongs to him. And I was thinking of Eskom, and I was thinking there's nothing wrong with the technology. The technology comes from God. Nothing gets created outside of God. God is the creator of all things. And the ideas, the wisdom, the strength. And because, yeah, it produces power, whether it's from nuclear or whether it's from coal or whether it's from the wind or the sun, it produces it. It's effective. The problem is the evil. The problem is the high wages. So many people have latched onto this, evil people, and they're getting wages, and then there's corruption coming from them, and then there's people there to maintain and to watch over it that just haven't got the skills. So that's the problem, and that's a problem that needs to be taken away and sorted out. And I so love the scripture in the end of Ephesians, where he talks about our eyes of understanding must be enlightened, and we need to know this. And what we need to know is about who we are and what we have got. And then you know, and then it's according to his power, his great power. God's power is here to restore. His power is here to bring about his kingdom. And that's why we flow together with the Holy Spirit, together with the Son and the Father, and we play a part in this. And then the ultimate purpose is his body will fill all in all. Amen. As a part of his body, he left in a body, and He is now not in a body. We don't know him in according to the flesh any longer. We now know him by the Spirit, and it's now about his body waking up, arising and shine. His body is his church. His body is his bride. His body is his branches. And so tapped in with him, we make a difference. And for the kingdom, this earth belongs to him. These kingdoms, whether it's science or technology, whatever, everything was made by him, and it was made for him. And us, the sons of God, being led by the Spirit, we start into that which he has set out for us, and then we in the ministry of restoration of people, and restoration of technologies, kingdoms, whatever. There's nothing, everything is made by God, for God, and therefore also for us as the children, the heirs of the kingdom, together with Jesus. Hallelujah. Be blessed that you take hold of your kingship in humility, in peace, in righteousness and godliness, and go shine like a light. Hallelujah. Blessings. Lack a day.
Amen.